Shell is building a brand new ethane cracker in Beaver County, but it's asking the Department of Environmental Protection to grandfather it in for some environmental permits as an existing plant. That means it won't have to comply with stricter water pollution rules Pennsylvania put in place during the fracking boom. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier explains.
When Shell bought the site of the former Horsehead zinc smelter, the DEP allowed the company to essentially buy Horsehead's water discharge permit as well. This allowed Shell to do some things during the demolition phase of its project, like treat the tainted storm and groundwater on the site, which was polluted from decades of heavy industry. Now that Shell is planning to build its own brand new plant, it wants to keep the old zinc smelter's water permit, which dates from 2001 and allows it to discharge into the Ohio River. The problem with that, Lisa Hollowell of the Environmental Integrity Project said, is that it would allow Shell to skirt a 2010 state regulation that tightened up industrial pollution discharges.
If they're going to allow them to get off the hook for, and not have to comply with these regulations, the whole reason for the regulations being put in place isn't being carried out.
Those regulations were for pollutants called total dissolved solids, or TDS. These include naturally occurring salts, metals, and minerals that can end up in mine water and other industrial waste. At the time the regulations were enacted, TDS rates in some western Pennsylvania rivers were spiking, and the DEP suspected fracking wastewater that was sent to sewage treatment plants as the culprit. Officials were having to restrict drinking water supplies, and industrial facilities were having problems with their equipment.
DEP put this new requirement in the regulations that new discharges would have to limit their TDS in order to protect health and the environment.
The EPA regulates TDS because it can affect the taste, color, and odor of drinking water. At high enough concentrations, it can even be toxic. Paul Zimkevich of West Virginia University's Water Research Institute studies water quality in the Ohio River, where Shell's wastewater would end up. He says TDS and discharge from plants like Shell's ethane cracker typically come from cooling tower water. Over time, the water evaporates and the concentration of naturally occurring salts increases.
That is basically river water that's been drawn in and then concentrated through that cooling tower process. So basically what you're getting is river water minus a lot of the water.
It wouldn't meet the 2010 rules requirements, but Shell's new plant would actually discharge less TDS than the old zinc smelter. On top of that, Zimkevich says, because of the Ohio River's high rate of flow, any added TDS Shell would put into the Ohio River wouldn't actually affect water quality in the river all that much.
I'd be real shocked if you came back after 5 or 6 years, looked at the river water quality, and were able to pick up a spike where those discharges began.
But Hollowell of the Environmental Integrity Project says that's not the point. That just because the plant won't put the Ohio River over the edge of TDS standards doesn't mean DEP should let Shell avoid complying with the latest regulations.
The idea of these regulations is as new dischargers are coming on, we want to make sure that they're not making the problem any worse. We don't want to just say, well, they can keep discharging until the point at which this is a problem. We want to go the opposite direction.
Shell declined comment. A DEP spokesman declined to comment on the permit, but said that the EPA had reviewed it and determined that, quote, the applicable requirements were met. An EPA spokesman couldn't be reached. The DEP is expected to take months before deciding on the permit request. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.